Arizona News Radio. A woman mauled to death in Maricopa County by a dog she was helping find a home. The 69-year-old volunteer at the Canine Country Club and Feline Inn was walking an Akita when it attacked.
That Akita does belong to a rescue group called Akita Advocates. We have been in contact with that rescue group. They have told us that they will be taking possession of that dog, and they will be putting the dog down.
Spokesman Jose Santiago, Arizona continuing a struggle with dramatic increase in flu cases.
For the entire season, we're already almost at 3,000 flu cases. This same time last year, we were at 347.
Kara Christ with the State Health Department says it's the earliest flu season has ever reached widespread status in Arizona, adding the usual advice, get a flu shot, stay home when you're sick, wash your hands, and cover your coughs and sneezes. Colder weather moving into the state. The National Weather Service forecasting a high in the upper 50s in Phoenix today, low 30s in the high country with overnight lows in the teens. Suns lose to the Clippers in L.A. Jeff Scott, Arizona News.
From the KFNX WeatherBug Weather Center for your Thursday, it'll be sunny, cool, and breezy today. Wind gusts to 20 miles per hour. We'll look for a high this afternoon near 58. Clear skies tonight. Look for a low around 36. Friday should be sunny as well with a high near 59 and low around 38. I'm Lonnie King from the KFNX WeatherBug Weather Center.
Currently here in Midtown, 53 degrees, a little bit of a breeze out there. Next news in 30 minutes or when it breaks. Coming up, it's the Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
And now, an ode to the millennial.
Hey, Dad, what's for breakfast?
I'll tell you what's for breakfast. Time for you to get your own kitchen and make your own breakfast in your own home.
How would I do that?
You call the Elton Brothers. Here's their number.
480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318. Or email eltonbrothers@cox.net.
Does that mean I don't get breakfast?
I'll get you a home warranty instead from the Elton Brothers.
Thanks, Dad.
EltonBrothers.com with Arizona Best Real Estate.
They're going to go nuts when he hits this thing.
The Waste Management Phoenix Open, presented by the Auction Indian Community, January 29th to February 4th. Get your tickets today at WMPhoenixOpen.com.
This farm report sponsored by Nissan Titan. The University of Arizona begins work to make cantaloupe safer to eat. $610,000 in grant money is being provided for the U of A to look into ways to protect the fruit from diseases like listeria and salmonella. The U of A is also offering an undergraduate degree in food safety. The program will prepare students for challenges in ensuring all food is free of disease and toxic materials. The 2017 Nissan Titan with available trailer light check. ShopChooseNissan.com.
Live from downtown Phoenix, Arizona, the heart of America's sunniest city, it's the return of The Real Estate Show featuring Dave and Rick, the Elton Brothers. Ready for your calls right now at 602-277-5369. That's 602-277-5369. And now, here they are, Dave and Rick, the Elton Brothers.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Show. Every Thursday morning at 11 right here on Independent Talk, KFNX 1100, and featuring the Elton Brothers. Over 35 years combined real estate experience. Thanks for joining us on this Salt in Our Real Estate Thursday here in the Valley of the Sun. I'm Dave Elton, licensed realtor, Arizona Best Real Estate.
I'm Rick Elton, licensed associate broker, Arizona Best Real Estate.
And we are the Elton Brothers. Numbers to join in. Talk to the bros. Anything real estate related on the table, 602-277-KFNX. That's 602-277-5369. Or to chat off the air, our direct line, always on, Monday through Sunday, 480-451-3318. And our email, eltonbrothers@cox.net. We got another nonstop hour, scintillating radio rushing your way. A look at the coming year in real estate, including how the state salt level may affect buying trends. Then in our loan segment, the latest on rates and programs. Deanne has all the details. Bottom of the hour, a great tip for all real estate investors.
And down the stretch, special deals of the week. We got probates. We got reloads. We got short sales. We put it all together in a special year-end edition of Deals of the Week. Much more. But first, what's on your mind, bro?
This temperature. The temperature is just killing it. Crisp, 50-degree weather, home buying weather, killing it. Get out there, buy real estate. Now's the time. You know why?
Because, why, Rick?
I'm going to tell you. A lot of people have taken their homes off the market. A lot of people have just decided to ride out the holidays. But the homes that are on the market right now, the sellers are serious. They are serious. They got the fires going. They got the apple cider cooking. They got the trees lit. They're welcoming buyers. They want buyers over the holidays. You know, because we got a bunch of listings right now and they're sitting out there and I can see a natural slowdown that people aren't calling and getting in there and looking at the houses. And it's, it generally slows down between this 2-week period between now and the end of the year. All the way until the, probably the first week of January. Then all of a sudden, now we have a new thought process about buying and selling real estate. Okay, it's the new year. Let's get at it. Well, guess what? When do you attack? You attack when people are docile. Sellers are fairly docile right now through the holiday. They got the giving season. They got the giving feeling to sell real estate. So guess what? You want to get out there and make a deal? A lot of people aren't doing it, so now's the time to do it. If you're a seller, you got serious buyers looking through the holiday season. They are buyers. They want to buy. They want to get in, and they don't want to mess around after the first of the year. They want to attack. You want to sell. Buyers want to buy. So you got serious sellers during the holidays, and you got serious buyers out looking. But if you're a seller, get the fire going. Make it festive. Let people walk in and go, man, this is a perfect Christmas present.
I like it. I like it.
The whole tone, your tone, it's all wrong. Who's that?
Chris Walken.
That's right. Your tone.
I know you got to have a four-word vocabulary of Chris Walken, so I'm used to it over the last.
The tone of the festivities is on high level right now. People are done shopping. What else are they going to do? They're going to go buy real estate. You know what else? I cannot believe how expensive rents are. From apartments to condominiums. You cannot, and we talked about this before. I honestly cannot believe how expensive two-bedroom apartments are. $1,200. North Phoenix, West Side, East Side, South Side. I was on a basketball team called the Northeast Westchester North Stars
when I was champions in high school. Of the Southern Conference.
You guys have a compass on your jersey?
The Northeast Southwestern North Stars. Anyway, I'm telling you, all directions, all areas, rents are high. They're going through the roof. You might as well buy. Even though the 10-year is creeping up and people are talking about interest rates. Oh, interest rates are going up. Interest rates are going up. Mortgage rates are staying pretty stable. Don't get all freaked out because the 10-year is going up or they're talking about raising interest rates. It's got nothing to do with mortgage rates that we're seeing. There's a total disconnect at this point.
Yeah. I mean, rates have creeped up a little bit, but certainly not anything too dramatic. I know we're trying to lock a couple of deals here and there, and it's
But if you are getting ready to lock an interest rate, maybe you'll look at it. I would definitely pay attention every day because, you know, you do see that 10-year went from 2.3 to 2.5, which it may trickle down to rates. And if you're getting ready to lock, if you're getting ready to close, now's the time. You got to kind of get on it. I don't know if rates are going to dip. They may, but they're definitely on an uptrend.
Yeah. The crystal ball is in the shop.
Absolutely.
Rate. So, Rick, did you have any questions about my SALT, an acronym that I open the show with?
I did.
Why it might
I
be
I did.
A
I,
good thing? I got like, why am I talking about SALT in real estate?
Well, you know what? Let's just get into it. I'm not even going to ask you why because I figured you would just tell me. But I do see your notes here. It's
an
got
acronym.
SALT on it.
State and local tax. SALT.
State and local tax.
So the tax law changes. Now, we're not tax guys, okay? I'm not trying to tell anybody about what to do with their taxes, but...
So you're saying Salt Lake City already has half the acronym in their name and they don't have to do anything else?
The big picture is that some buyers, based on these new tax laws, it might be good for businesses and owners in lower state tax, state and local taxes. So the high states, such as New York, Connecticut, Massachusetts, Virginia, which have high salt rates, we might see some activity moving towards states with lower salt rates, i.e. Arizona, which is, you know, it's not zero, but it's much lower than many of the states. We're like 0.6%.
So this is the new tax laws that are coming out.
Well, yeah, there's some changes. So apparently it's beneficial to businesses, owners in lower salt locations. So we could see a benefit from that.
You know, there's so much talk lately about this new tax law, about what is happening, how it's going to affect people's paychecks. There's supposed to be a paycheck increase, a tax reduction come after the first of the year. People are going to see great increases on their taxes. I mean, not to quote Trump, but great, right? He says great deductions.
So one thing that happened. Originally, when they first came out with the first draft of this bill, a lot of people were interested in the mortgage interest deduction. That's the primary reason people are buying homes in terms of the tax benefit. It was $500,000, and at the last second, that got increased to $750,000. You guys, you know, check with your tax guy on all this, but from what we know, $750,000. And if you've closed before the end of the year, before the bill is signed, you're grandfathered in. So any mortgage above $750,000 is okay. But going forward, you will be able to write off of up to $750,000.
Why did I think it was a million? I thought it was
a million. It used to be a million. And there was a big lobby from the National Association of Realtors to try to get this thing stayed. And so it went to $500,000, but we got it back up to $750,000. So most, you know, 90% of homes, I would think, or more, are going to be okay and not affected by this.
But I do believe that people are thinking a little bit more optimistic. When you're optimistic, get out and make bigger purchases, i.e. real estate.
There you go. Optimism for the holidays. Up next, the absolute latest on rates, programs, the best one to fit your needs. Stay with us. Deanna's all the details next on The Real Estate Show, featuring the Elton Brothers. Real estate in the palm of your hand.
People offer a lot of financial advice these days, but the best tip is start with someone you know, like your local Allstate agent, because the same person you count on to protect the here and now can also help you build a solid plan for your financial future, or a plan that includes life insurance to help protect your family down the road. A good plan and a good life starts with someone you trust.
Call Steve Fraley at 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
Business owners, executives, and managers who are interested in local companies and the Phoenix economy, don't miss this opportunity. Get In Business Magazine. We are the relevant voice for business leaders in our community. In Business Magazine sponsors the most informative events. The speakers are the top minds in the valley. For the best business resource with stories on marketing, finance, networking, and more, you need In Business Magazine. For events, subscription, or advertising info, go to inbusinessmag.com. Inbusinessmag.com.
Arrowhead Grill in Glendale and Preston Steakhouse in North Scottsdale are redefining contemporary dining in the Valley. Join their email club and receive Arizona's only authentic 10-ounce prime Delmonico steak, an American culinary classic, and their famous butter cake for free on your birthday. Enjoy an unparalleled dining experience, whether it's an intimate evening for two or a corporate event for 50. Arrowhead Grill and Preston's are locally owned and family operated, serving three generations of heritage in every bite. Log on now to arrowheadgrill.com or PrestonScottsdale.com to book your reservations, special occasions, or monthly wine tastings. Don't forget to join the email club to receive free steak and cake on your birthday.
Deanne Reisner of Suburban Mortgage BK10123 will pay for your appraisal. Contact Deanne directly for all your mortgage needs. 602-606-6728. Deanne has over 20 years of experience. She knows which mortgage is right for you. Call now 602-606-6728. and save $400 to $500 on your mortgage costs because Deanne will pay for your appraisal. 602-606-6728. NMLS 203518. This segment of The Real Estate Show featuring Dave and Rick, the Elton Brothers, is brought to you by Deanne Reisner, NMLS 203518, with Suburban Mortgage, BK10123. With 20 years of experience, Deanne has the right loan for you. Give Deanne a call today at 602-606-6728. That's 602-606-6728.
Everybody, you know.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Show featuring Dave and Rick Elton, licensed agents slash brothers with Arizona Best Real Estate. You can call us direct anytime, 480-451-3318. Right now, if you have a financing question or a refinancing question, Deanne Reisner. Direct line Suburban Mortgage, 602-606-6728. That's 602-606-6728. She has over 25 years in the mortgage industry, one of the best in town at what she does. Just ask all the realtors who will not do a deal unless their client's loan has first been
deannotized.
Deanne Reisner, welcome to the show.
Hi, Dave. Hi, Rick.
Hi, Deanne. How you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing good. You know what I've been busting out lately? I've been dusting it off. I've been kind of just fishing in the back of my cupboard. You know what I'm finding? Campbell's soup.
Campbell's soup.
Canned old soup.
Oh, you mean like from the Quake kit Campbell's soup that you haven't in case of emergency or something?
I'm just talking about, it just feels like a soup weather type thing. Old school Campbell's soup. New chicken noodle.
There you go.
I mean, you don't have that stuff 9 months out of the year. Oh. Chet's got Progressive.
Yeah.
Progresso. Progressive insurance.
Progressive soup.
Okay. So anyway, I just thought I would tell you that, Deanne. Does that ring any bells to you? I bet you're making some cider.
It does.
Good.
It's cold outside. You got to have that soup.
It's sleeping weather. Tell me how tough it is to get up these days. My kid has to go to school by 6:30. You know, got to wake up by 6. I'm like, ugh.
Wait, well, why do you have to wake up by 6?
I got to get her out. You know, just saying. Anyway, so she doesn't set her alarm. Are you kidding me? All right, so Deanne, let's talk about loans.
Yes.
Talking about loan limits for VA and FHA and conventional.
VA, I know we didn't have the limits last week, Deanne. So what's the drum roll, please? What did they raise those VA limits to?
Well, they raised them to match the conventional conforming, which is 453.1. So now you can do 100% financing up to $453,100.
No money down.
Instead of 424.1. Yep.
Wow. Instead of 420, what was it, 421?
It used to be 424.1. So now you have, you know, basically $29,000 more in buying power.
Wow.
That's nice. Huge.
Mm-hmm. Now,
it is.
And this is VA. So again, right. No money down. You can reuse your VA, and Deanne is an expert. So if you have questions about VA, 602-606-6728. New loan limits, 453.1. Now let's say our purchase price is, you know, 553.1. How does it work? How much do I need to put down? How does that work?
The way that it works is anything over and above the conforming loan amount. So you'd be $100,000 over, you come in with 25% of the difference. So you would come in with, say, at 553.1, your down payment would be $25,000.
So you're still.
But the benefit to that is, instead of saying going conventional, you don't have any monthly mortgage insurance.
Aha. Nice.
And right now, VA's rates are lower.
VA's rates are lower. But just wanted to make people aware. So if the house is $100,000 higher, it's not like you come in with the difference. You come in with 25% of the difference up to what, $1 million or something?
Well, a lot of lenders cap it at $1 million. VA doesn't really have a loan limit.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So it could vary from lender to lender, but in general,
right.
There's no specific on it.
No, and a lot of jumbo buyers don't even think about using their VA because realtors aren't even aware. So many realtors that I've talked to said, oh, no, no, you can't go past the, you know, the old 424 one, now to be the 453 one. And they don't realize that they can go over and above. And the benefit to VA, not only do you come in with less money, but VA is also much easier on things such as 2 years out of a foreclosure, you know, 2 years out of a bankruptcy, instead of having to meet those tough conventional guidelines.
A lot of people had short sales.
Right. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So that could help there.
It also allows for a little bit higher on the ratio sometimes if you have enough residual income. So I always tell people if you have the VA, that's always the first thing that you want to explore. Always.
So if I actually went to 853, if I went 400,000 higher,
right.
That means my down would be 100 grand. Is that right?
Right. Absolutely.
Very nice. 100 grand.
Absolutely. Right.
And so here we are talking about rates. Where are we with VA today?
Today we are at 4% with an APR of 4.126. So with a purchase price of 280, 100% financing, you'd be looking at a total payment of $1,553.97.
$1,554, no money down. We can try to get the seller to pay costs.
Right.
Something to think about.
I am seeing more sellers come to the table with concessions now, by the way. So it's more of a level playing field, I'm finding.
Definitely sort of a 50-50 feel, more of a 50-50 feel to this market.
Right, right, exactly.
So let's go over FHA now. We did the VA raise to 453. Where is FHA loan limits?
Okay, FHA now has a new loan limit of 294,515, up from 271,050. So again, another basically 23,000, almost 500 more in purchase power. So basically, to get the maximum financing to come in with your 3.5% down, it'll hold a max sales price of 305,196.
305,196. Max price you can go, you get 3.5% down, finance the rest, which would be the 294,575 approximately. What's our payment?
Payment on that would be, with an interest rate of 4%, you'd be looking at an APR of 4.96 and a payment of $1,843.
3.5% down can be gifted. Excellent.
Right.
And that can come from a family member. What is the restriction? Is there any restrictions on the gift?
Yes, it has to be a relative, a domestic partner, a spouse. So it can't just be somebody off the street or, you know, a good friend of yours. It has to be somebody that they know is, it's not a loan, basically. They want to make sure that you're not borrowing the money, that it truly is a gift. So their philosophy is, you know, a friend of the goodness of their heart isn't just going to turn around and give you $11,000.
Understood. Makes sense.
Right, right.
How about conventional, Deanne?
Conventional, we're up a little bit today. We're at 4.25, 20% down. Good credit. APR 4.317, all in 1289.70.
Calling it 1290.
Have we said goodbye to the threes? Last week we were 3.875, 3.875 on VA.
Yeah.
Well, keep in mind, historically, now obviously I don't have a crystal ball.
Sure.
Historically, when you're going into a holiday weekend or the holidays, you will see the rates hedge upward.
Okay, so nobody panic. And you know what? You know what I'm getting you for Christmas, Deanne? A crystal ball. Honestly.
I don't want one.
Amazon Prime.
Would you rather have that or an Alexa? You can just ask her what's going to happen.
Yeah. I don't want one, that's for sure, because I just tell people, look, historically they're still really low. If it works for you, take it,
yep.
Because they will go up much quicker than they'll come down. So I wouldn't hang out locking, waiting to lock for an eighth on the interest rate.
Don't sweat that last eighth. You might end up eating a half. How about, so conventional loan limits, Deanne?
Yes, yes.
Where are we there?
453.1. effective January 1st, is going to be the new loan limit.
Okay, 453 again. So that's up from the 424,100.
Yes, yes. So then you don't have to get thrown into that jumbo market. So you'll be able to get just the regular 30-year, 15-year fixed rate. Mm-hmm. And follow Fannie Mae's guidelines. Because some of the jumbo lenders have a little different caveats. They have a little different overlays. Sometimes it's a little tougher to fit into the box, where if you stay within the conforming loan limit, you basically follow the regular conventional guidelines.
Yeah, it's a lot of buying power. That 29,000 or whatever it is adds up. It could mean the difference between location, subdivision, school district. We've talked about that on the show, and staying in those conforming levels will help with that. Now, on conforming, so this could be 3% down, 5%, 10%, 15%.
Right.
All conventional. And you can, and that can be gifted.
Yes, they changed that a couple of years back. So yes, it can all be gifted. You just, same thing as on a, same thing with VA. You know, if you need a gift for closing costs, that can be gifted.
Excellent. Well, we got about a minute. How about investors? Where are we?
Investors, we've popped up on that also. 280, good credit. We're at 5.125, an APR of 5.238. You're looking all in at 1421.87.
Still good. Still good payment.
1422. Mm-hmm. You will cash flow many homes around this town for 1422.
20% down.
Absolutely.
Happy holidays, Deanne.
To you too.
And you know what?
For our listeners, be safe.
You got it. Do yourself a favor. Give her a call. Any questions? VA, FHA, conventional, investor, 602-606-6728. Coming back. Some tips for all real estate investors and much more on The Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers. Real estate in the palm of your hand.
The U.S. lost a big one at the United Nations, the General Assembly overwhelmingly voting to rebuke President Trump's recognition of Jerusalem as Israel's capital. Israel's U.N. Ambassador Danny Danon calling the non-binding resolution shameful and misleading.
Publicly, the majority condemned the U.S., condemned Israel. It's Israel bashing. We are used to it here in the U.N. But quietly, we speak with many countries that it will follow the U.S.
The U.S. says it will not change plans to move its embassy to Jerusalem. The Senate's top Democrat says he's committed to Senate passage of a temporary spending bill to prevent a government shutdown this weekend. But Chuck Schumer says he's not yet backing a new House measure still being hammered out for a possible vote later today. Life expectancy in the U.S. dropping because of drug overdoses. The National Center for Health Statistics says it slipped from 78.7 years to 78.6 years, with the drug overdose death rate rising by 21%. I'm Michael Toscano.
Arizona News Radio. A woman mauled to death in Maricopa County by a dog she was helping find a home. A 69-year-old volunteer at the Canine Country Club and Feline Inn was walking an Akita when it attacked.
That Akita does belong to a rescue group called Akita Advocates. We have been in contact with that rescue group. They have told us that they will be taking possession of that dog, and they will be putting the dog down.
Spokesman Jose Santiago, Arizona continuing a struggle with dramatic increase in flu cases.
For the entire season, we're already almost at 3,000 flu cases. This same time last year, we were at 347.
Kara Christ with the State Health Department says it's the earliest flu season has ever reached widespread status in Arizona, adding the usual advice, get a flu shot, stay home when you're sick, wash your hands, and cover your coughs and sneezes. Colder weather moving into the state, the National Weather Service forecasting a high in the upper 50s in Phoenix today, low 30s in the high country with overnight lows in the teens. Suns lose to the Clippers in L.A. Jeff Scott, Arizona News.
From the KFNX WeatherBug Weather Center for your Thursday, it'll be sunny, cool, and breezy today. Wind gusts to 20 miles per hour. We'll look for a high this afternoon near 58. Clear skies tonight. Look for a low around 36. Friday should be sunny as well with a high near 59 and a low around 38. I'm Lonnie King from the KFNX WeatherBug Weather Center.
Currently here in Midtown, breezy in 53. Next news in 30 minutes or when it breaks. You're listening to Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX. I'm Chet Reynolds, and you're up to date.
These days, we're pinching pennies everywhere we can. on groceries, utilities, even insurance. But get into one car accident and your rates could rise as much as 40% just because of it. Suddenly your affordable insurance isn't. Unless you have Allstate Accident Forgiveness, then the accident won't make your rates go up at all. It's part of your choice auto, only from Allstate. Are you in good hands?
Call Steve Fraley at 480-922-8820. 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
Deanne Reisner of Suburban Mortgage, BK10123, will pay for your appraisal. Contact Deanne directly for all your mortgage needs. 602-606-6728. Deanne has over 20 years of experience. She knows which mortgage is right for you. Call now, 602-606-6728. And save $400 to $500 on your mortgage costs because Deanne will pay for your appraisal. 602-606-6728. NMLS 203518.
Arrowhead Grill in Glendale and Preston Steakhouse in North Scottsdale are redefining contemporary dining in the Valley. Join their email club and receive Arizona's only authentic 10-ounce prime Delmonico steak, an American culinary classic, and their famous butter cake for free on your birthday. Enjoy an unparalleled dining experience, whether it's an intimate evening for two or a corporate event for 50. Arrowhead Grill and Preston's are locally owned and family operated, serving three generations of heritage in every bite. Log on now to arrowheadgrill.com or prestonscottsdale.com to book your reservations, special occasions, or monthly wine tastings. Don't forget to join the email club to receive free steak and cake on your birthday.
This segment of The Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers is brought to you by Steve Fraley, Allstate Insurance. Give Steve a call today for all your insurance needs, 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Show featuring Dave and Rick Elton, a.k.a. the Elton Brothers, hanging around the Valley since 1976. Call us direct anytime, 480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318. Our email, eltonbrothers@cox.net. If you've missed any part of the show, being archived on our website, eltonbrothers.com. Listen to past shows, search the MLS, get all the current listings as soon as they hit the market. Nothing to lose, completely free, and it's all at eltonbrothers.com, your one-stop shop for real estate across the valley.
What do you think about next year? What are your predictions for next year when it comes to, I guess, real estate? This is a real estate show. Why don't we talk about predictions for next year?
Sure.
I think that because the stock market is doing so well
today,
and I do believe that we are going to see some interesting tax reductions. People are going to be making more money, we hope.
Reforms.
I think that people are going to feel a little bit wealthier, and I think that the people that are mainly in stocks may take some profit and buy investment property. I think the investment property, because they see what rents are doing. We're getting a lot of calls from 1031 exchanges. Mm-hmm. And I think that people have owned properties now for 10, 15, 20 years. And they're trying to think what to do with it. They've depreciated them out. They have no more basis in them. And they need to sell them and start over. And I think we're seeing a lot of that pretty soon. Getting calls. I'm going to be looking for two 1031s right in January. So I'm starting to see a lot of that. If you have a property that you've deducted and you've, what do they call that?
Depreciated.
And it's fully depreciated and you need to do something with it, let us know. We can 1031 exchange. I think that millennials will be buying properties in 2018. I think they are done living in the basement on the beanbag. I think that's over. A lot of them are coming out of the woodwork, getting qualified, even though, and I think that because loan limits have gone up, I think that really it's going to be an active real estate market next year. I'm excited about it. Even though rates are going to creep up a little bit, I truly believe that it's not going to matter.
I think if rates stay quote unquote under control,
stable,
you know, within, you know, a point or what have you. That would be a lot, actually. But under control, Phoenix, we look poised. We look poised to break out and go higher. Just based on the growth, based on the amount of cranes all over town, based on the people moving here, based on all the large companies with good paying jobs, are still really relatively very affordable compared to other major markets around the country. Things look really good.
Not to mention rents. We talked about rents earlier today. They are so high. Ridiculously high.
So you think people will start, once they can qualify for a mortgage, they'll get out of their tenancy and try to purchase.
Exactly. It's just a natural thought process to say, why the H am I spending $1,400 to $1,500 bucks a month when we just talked about a $280,000 house being $1,300 to $1,400 bucks a month?
Right. And you get the interest deductions, the benefits, all that comes with it.
Pride of ownership.
And you're leveraging money at 4.25%, 4.125%.
Yeah. I mean, truly. So yeah. I think that next year is going to be active. And not to mention right now for the next 6 months, we're going to have beautiful weather. I think weather plays a huge part in it. Parts of the country are
certainly for our market.
Oh, that's why people move here.
I can't tell you, how many people have you heard? I can count at least on both hands. I'm tired of shoveling my driveway. Because we know a lot of people back east. That's the mantra. You hear it every winter. And every winter, it takes a few more people out and a few more people relocate. That's what happens. They just can't. They're not going to do it anymore. They're not going to, put the ice pick on the windshield. They're not going to slip on their front steps trying to shovel it off. And they've had it.
I think it's good for a couple days. I wouldn't mind doing it. We live in sunshine nonstop here. Sometimes you want some weather. Sometimes
it's great
you
to visit, Rick.
Yeah. So go up to Flagstaff, play in the snow. Even Flag doesn't really have too much snow right now. But.
Yeah. It's just that whole thing. The older we get, the less we want to deal with that stuff. So Phoenix is the beneficiary of that. The beneficiary of very high prices in some of these other locations on the coastlines.
Bill Gates.
The storms, the hurricanes, the wildfires, a lot of people relocate here. The floods, we don't have too much of that. So we're very lucky. We're very lucky. We're very thankful for all of that. A couple other, real quick.
Yeah.
Because I pulled this off of off the internet this morning. I just thought there were some interesting things to look forward to for next year. The largest home purchase deals will be done in crypto. Currency.
I know we're going to hear more and more about it.
Crypto. Can you say that enough?
That's crazy. But yeah, I guess so.
That's a thought.
I mean, but so you're saying Bitcoin is the thing.
Some people might accept Bitcoin for their home. I think it's pretty risky, considering, today alone, in 24 hours, the thing's down $2,000. Now it could be up $2,000.
Yeah, but it's not even just Bitcoin. There's about 5 or 6 or 7 other major, currencies. So that's why
they
call it
crypto.
Cryptocurrency.
Yeah, but it's interesting. People are working it out. I'm sure there'll be more of it.
How about new construction? It's going to be utilizing new technologies, interactive information exchanges. They're going to be wired for new technology.
Like Alexa.
Yeah. So I think that a lot of houses that are 5, 10, 15, 20, 30 years old, they have to be. That's what I think a lot of millennials, we were just talking about it. They want this electronics. They want these updates.
And they're going to get it. My TV. Right now we have this new Hulu system, which has got some bugs in it.
Bugs.
But we can hold down a button and it's got a built-in Alexa. So it'll be like, play CNN, and then we'll get, of course, NBC or something crazy. Like, won't quite understand it sometimes, but it's very interesting.
Condos will make a comeback in 2018. I agree. I just think that a lot of people are either downsizing or first-time home buyers. First-time home buyers are more the patio home, townhome, condo. Style, and you also got the luxury condo market, which is going to take off huge because people are downsizing. Large homes up around surrounding areas, acre lots. People don't want they're downsizing from the maintenance and they're going into condos and they're traveling. There was a huge study out saying that more people are putting money into traveling than large estates.
So
2018 is going to be the year of the condo.
The year of the lock and leave, Rick?
Yeah. Baby boomers will migrate south to resort home communities and free up inventory.
It's an interesting one.
Yeah. That's exactly what we were just talking about. They are going to downsize.
How about buying a home in 2018 will prove a better financial decision than renting? We talked about that. That's an interesting one on this list.
These are all things we talk about. We should have wrote this article.
That's all right. They're just reiterating what we're saying.
2018 will be the year of agents will incorporate artificial intelligence in their business plans.
I don't know. I'm still trying to get on Facebook, so a little bit behind on that one.
I do think that, it is the year of technology, the year of the move-up buyer and the downsize buyer, and just all in all, tons of activity.
All right, so a couple things. If you're out there and you have a home that needs to be totally redone, we have some investors who might be interested that in looking at something like that. We also have investors looking at in the 300,000 range, 200 to 300,000 single level homes and, you know, newer construction. So give us a call, 480-451-3318, if you have anything that fits that bill. Also, speaking of fit, we do work with a lot of investors, and a lot of them have different criteria about what they want. And sometimes it's not just as simple as Dave or Rick, find me a 10% return. Sometimes it goes beyond cap rate. It goes beyond return on investment. It goes to what is the best fit for you, your personality. Because you know what? You want that 10% return. You might be able to get it in downtown Phoenix, but that involves a little more risk, a little more, you know, sketch, a little bit more unknown. So it's all about the fit. Ask yourself what the fit is. You know, do you want the single family home? Maybe that's better for you. Multi-tenant, multi-family, you know. These are all going to have different returns, but different headaches.
I say sometimes it's not all about the return. Sometimes it is. Sometimes less of a headache is more of a return.
That's what I'm trying to say. Ask yourself first, is this a good fit for me, my personality, my risk temperament? And go from there. Coming up, we got some deals of the week. Much more on The Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers. Real estate in the palm of your hand.
People offer a lot of financial advice these days, but the best tip is start with someone you know, like your local Allstate agent, because the same person you count on to protect the here and now can also help you build a solid plan for your financial future, or a plan that includes life insurance to help protect your family down the road. A good plan and a good life starts with someone you trust.
Call Steve Fraley at 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
Hi, Rick and Dave here.
The Elton Brothers on KFNX.
Have you ever pulled in front of a listing, can't get a hold of anyone, and just wanted more info and photos?
That's so annoying.
Well, we have an app for you.
Simply text Elton to 32323.
It's completely free and downloads right to your mobile device.
So any real estate sign across the valley.
Text Elton to 32323 and get all the MLS info right to your phone.
Immediately.
The Elton Brothers, putting real estate in the palm of your hand.
Arrowhead Grill in Glendale and Preston Steakhouse in North Scottsdale are redefining contemporary dining in the Valley. Join their email club and receive Arizona's only authentic 10-ounce prime Delmonico steak, an American culinary classic, and their famous butter cake for free on your birthday. Enjoy an unparalleled dining experience, whether it's an intimate evening for two or a corporate event for 50. Arrowhead Grill and Preston's are locally owned and family operated, serving three generations of heritage in every bite. Log on now to arrowheadgrill.com or PrestonScottsdale.com to book your reservations, special occasions, or monthly wine tastings. Don't forget to join the email club to receive free steak and cake on your birthday.
Deanne Reisner of Suburban Mortgage, BK10123, will pay for your appraisal. Contact Deanne directly for all your mortgage needs. 602-606-6728. Deanne has over 20 years of experience. She knows which mortgage is right for you. Call now, 602-606-6728. And save $400 to $500 on your mortgage costs because Deanne will pay for your appraisal. 602-606-6728.
NMLS 203518.
Cause down the road you find someone else good looking. Down the
down the road, you find another sweet baby cooking.
Back with the Elton Brothers. Dave and Rick Elton. We're still doing short sales. Got a few of them going right now. Bank repos, distressed properties, family court appointed special real estate commissioners. When you can't get along with your spouse and you got to sell your house, you bring in
the Elton Brothers.
You name it. We are here to help. Call us direct anytime. 480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318. Our email, eltonbrothers@cox.net. And of course, our website, eltonbrothers.com. You hear our new sponsor. Got a new sponsor, Preston's Grill. Preston's Steakhouse and Arrowhead Grill. Excuse me. Took clients there this past week. Best steak in town. That was the consensus. Preston's Steakhouse.
Poor.
Northwest corner. We had the fillets. All of us had the 8-ounce fillets. Northwest corner, Pinnacle Peak, and Pima. Or Arrowhead Grill. Over there on 67th Ave and Pinnacle Peak area.
Whoa.
Now.
Filet mignon.
Special occasions. Client dinners. You cannot go wrong.
What's the difference between Chateaubriand and filet mignon?
Chateau. I mean, I love Chateau. Chateaubriand.
Chateaubriand is top sirloin. A filet is from the loin. Chateaubriand is top sirloin. A little bit cheaper of a cut and filet is filet. It's the Cadillac of meats. Having been a meat cutter for quite some time.
Is that right? It's a long way from Progresso soup.
Yeah. Yeah, sure it is.
Whoa.
But that's the difference.
I just like saying Chateaubriand.
Never had it.
No.
It's excellent.
And then you got the butter cake.
The butter cake. I'm a lifetime butter cake guy.
I don't even know what that is.
That's their famous dessert.
That's our signature dessert.
It's their signature dessert.
You ever been to, classic. You ever been to, Fleming's or, what's the other one?
I don't know, but
City Hall, they all have this, and Preston's, they all have this huge competition between butter cakes.
No, I'm a Durant's guy.
Durant's.
I've been to Durant's, I've been to Fleming's, I've been to Steak 44, and none of them hold a candle to Preston's.
I was going to say, they're mom and pop, and you got to go with those. You know, they've been around for quite some time, haven't they?
Yeah.
Then you gotta go
with them. This guy who owns Preston's and Arrowhead, he was on the ground floor at Mastro's. If it gives you, that's the level we're talking about.
So he knows
about.
What he's doing.
He knows what he's doing. He's been a restaurateur for pretty much his entire career.
You know, my father was a restaurateur because his father was a restaurateur, so I was a kitchen rat until I was like 12 years old.
Kitchen rat.
Hence the reason you know about Chateaubriand versus filet.
My dad owned he owned a restaurant and a deli. Cassidy's Deli in Cherry Creek and the London House, which was a steakhouse as well.
Cassidy's. Who was the Cassidy?
That was my father.
Huh.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say David.
No relation, Rick. All right. Okay.
David Cassidy.
You want to do some listings?
Yeah, I do. I'm going to talk about some of our listings. The rest go on eltonbrothers.com to check them out. I got this property in Northeast Scottsdale. 3 bedrooms, 2 baths. 2,026 square feet, built 95, fully upgraded. It's on an 11,000 square foot lot. This is 100 Street in Frank Lloyd Wright area. $560,000, single level, 3-car garage, pool, amazing lot. $560,000. In Aviano, 7 bedrooms, 6.5 baths, 7,350 square feet, built in 05. It has a full out basement, theater, game room. It's got the main level that's got brand new upgrades in the kitchen. It's got a beautiful lot. It's got a pool, spa, upstairs. I mean, there's so many bedrooms. 7 bedrooms, 6.5 baths. I said it. I'll repeat it. Yeah. $1,279,000 in Aviano. It is the largest, most magnificent Mirador plan in Aviano, Desert Ridge.
How about Winfield?
How about it?
24-hour. Guardgate Tennis. It's got all the amenities and the beautiful mountains. We have a short sale up there. It was $489. Now we're at $445. 2-bedroom den. And it's almost 2,300 square feet, built in 2000. Like I said, short sale subject to bank approval. Getting a lot of activity on it, but we still don't have an offer. So bring one. $445.
Okay, how about at 100 Street in Cactus? Truly, this is like this is one of the best. This property is a landmark. It's 10 bedrooms, 6 baths. 7,200 square feet on 0.1 1.77 acres, built in 78, remodeled in some parts. But it's got two full kitchens, a four-car garage, a pool, and it's on almost 2 acres. It is one of these properties that's it's a single level. One of these properties that would make it a great assisted living property or a some sort of rehabilitation center. And that's what the highest and best use for this property is. It's $1,895,000. If you are in the assisted living game or business, give me a call. This is the property for you.
Yeah. And also it's a splittable lot. So if you're a developer, it could work that way. Could be a bed and breakfast. Got to get zoning, all this good stuff. But there's lots of potential uses.
Could be an owner occupied too if you have a large family.
There you go. Let's see. What else do we want to do here? Sweetwater Ranch, short sale, 4-bedroom, 2-bath, pool, spa. Looking for backup offers on this one. $439,900, almost 2,100 square feet. Great McDowell Mountain views.
I have a coming soon, a couple of them, after the first of the year. Venetian, right at Mountain View and basically Via Linda. This is 2 bedrooms, 2.5 baths, 1,358 square feet with a 1-car garage. It's going to be somewhere in that high mid 2 range. But that's a beautiful condo on some of the best lot in Venetian, gated community. Secondly, down in South Phoenix, 33,000 square feet. This is a 5-bedroom.
Not 33,000 square feet. How big is it?
33. Huh?
3,300.
I said no, it's 3,000 square feet.
Okay, yeah.
It's a 5-bedroom plus a loft with a pool, backs to common area. This property is going to be coming soon as well. It'll probably be listed somewhere in that 275 range and for 3,000 square feet in South Phoenix, down by Lower Buckeye.
Excellent. I wanted to get, we had a couple minutes. I wanted to get into a special short sale corporate relocation probate deals of the week. We kind of try to bundle them all together. So, you know, corporate relos, we do a lot of those. And essentially, you know, the corporation's actually buying it from the seller. So they do have motivation typically to sell these properties. Also with probates, a lot of times you run into a motivated seller there. And, of course, short sales, you might find a great nugget.
How about this one in Goodyear? 2,700 square feet, 4 bedrooms, 2.5 baths, built in 01, $240,000 bucks, $89 a foot in Goodyear.
I thought this was interesting. $500,000 reduction. That's $500K from 6.25 to 5.75, 8 bedrooms, 11.5 baths, almost 11,000 square feet. If you're in that mansion space in Scottsdale, that looks pretty exciting. Like I said, subject to bank approval.
How about Glendale? 2,636 square feet, built in 2000, 5-bedroom, 3-bath, 3-car garage. $230,000 bucks, $87 bucks a foot in Glendale. Wow, this one's obviously subject to bank approval, but what a great price.
How about a $50,000 reduction in Paradise Valley? 5-bedroom, 4-bath on an acre with a pool, 4-car garage, 3,600 to 3,700 square feet. And it's only been on the market a couple of months. They just reduced it from $50,000 to $895,000. $895,000 in PV.
How about Maricopa? I'm going to go whoa deep on Maricopa. 5 bedrooms, 3 baths, 3,700 feet, built in 2006. This was $330,000. They reduced it to $275,000. 75 bucks a foot. Whoa. $275,000 in Maricopa.
Here's a little reduction. It's only been on the market 2 weeks, and they went from 395 to 380 in Peoria. Got a lot of investors looking in Peoria. Very strong. Good schools. 4-bedroom, 2.5-bath. Pool, spa. 3,000-plus square feet for 380 in Peoria. If you guys have any questions about any of these, you know, give us a call, 480-451-3318. We can check them out. Obviously, if you're considering selling, we would love to apply for the job. We have flexible fees, radio show, 35-plus years combined real estate experience. We'd love to chat with you about our opinion of value and how we would market your property. Give us a call, 480-451-3318, or you can reach out to us, Elton Brothers at Cox.net.
You know it.
What else you got, my brother?
I want to talk, just real quick, I want to talk about this lot that we got for sale in Fire Rock. It is a custom home lot in Fire Rock, gated community in Fountain Hills. It's 0.97 acres, and it's for $275,000 in. Yeah, you've ever been to Fire Rock? You love that place.
We have,
it's
of course.
It's a great lot. Go on eltonbrothers.com and check out the rest. You can also search MLS, you know, just like a pro. You don't even need your real estate license. Go on there and check out MLS.
eltonbrothers.com. It's real-time MLS, so there's like a little tool on there where you can zoom in to any part of the city, the valley, and it'll immediately populate all the values of all the homes around the area that you want to see.
How about that? I mean, so, technology. We talked about that earlier, about agents being in the game of technology. This is this. This is us, Elton Brothers. Anyway, so I also – go ahead. What were you going
to
say?
I was just going to say, this is probably our last show for 2017. Do we have any predictions going into next year? I know we think it's going to be solid for real estate, but let me ask you this. Do you think rates, as we sit here today, we did the same thing last year and we were both wrong. Do you think rates are going to be higher or lower?
Higher. Much higher.
What's much?
Half a point.
I would agree.
I think that, investor rates will probably be 5.75% by the end of the year.
Ooh, there you go. Take advantage. Buy now. Want to thank our special guest, Deanne Reisner, Suburban Mortgage, our other incredible sponsors, Steve Fraley, Allstate Insurance, Preston's Steakhouse, Arrowhead Grill, our man behind the glass, Chet, and of course, the Big Real Estate Show. Thank you to every one of our listeners. Remember, if you have a home to sell, we've got flexible fees, a radio show, 35 plus years combined real estate experience. Set your listing appointment today. Give us a call, 480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318, or email eltonbrothers@cox.net. Begin your search for the perfect home, eltonbrothers.com. One-stop shop for real estate across the valley. See you next Thursday right here on The Real Estate Show, featuring the Elton Brothers. Real estate in the palm of your hand. Happy New Year, everybody.
You're listening to Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX, Cave Creek, Phoenix, a division of Premier Radio Stations.